Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, Diego? Permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty, dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters, and we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage, so that's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It's a Target Demo Friday, everybody. So send us on Twitter or on Facebook where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing as you listen to the show. And I'll read through those coming up here in about 40 minutes from now. Target Demo Friday on Facebook. Join the Facebook show page, facebook.com/TheDAShow. As well as on Twitter. Follow me and hit me up, DA on CBS. And you'll know where to leave your Target Demo Friday information because you'll see the meme of Lamar Jackson signing autographs for all of the Jets. Very nice. Great look, Jets. Great look. I'm sure if Lamar Jackson and the Ravens beat the Patriots in the AFC title game, all of the Patriots will be lined up after the game waiting for his autograph. Nice. Really nice look, Jets. Really nice look. We have to start with Jason Garrett. Oh, God. I mean, when will it end? When will he get fired? I assume he'll get fired on Black Monday. I assume that Jason Garrett gets fired at the end of the season if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs. Of course, they very well may. They may host a playoff game, and they might lose that playoff game. Whenever the Cowboys season ends, I have to imagine, even though Jerry loves him some Jason Garrett, I have to believe at that point in time is when Garrett's finally fired. But now I bring you this latest story. In an attempt to shake his team out of a three-game losing streak, Jason Garrett took time during Monday's team meeting to show players some highlights of themselves from the past two seasons. Right tackle Lyle Collins said, "They were all fantastic plays. Everything went well on them, offense and defense. So it just showed the type of team we have, the players we have. It's just putting it all together so that you can see what it looks like when we do it the right way." End of quote.
Clap on.
Think about how desperate this has become. Jason Garrett is putting together highlight reels of his players doing good because he can't convince them that they're actually any good. How about Jason Garrett basically telling them, "Guys, you don't suck. I know everybody in this room thinks we suck. I think you guys need to know we don't suck so bad. This is what it looks like when we're not fumbling or throwing INTs or missing tackles or missing assignments or missing blocks. This is what it looks like when we're running the right pass routes and we're hitting the right holes. This is what it looks like when we're actually doing our job, everybody. We're not so bad. Look at this highlight reel." How pathetically delicate, fragile, are the Dallas Cowboys' confidence when Jason Garrett has to show them highlights of themselves. Guys, I'm serious. You guys are good. You guys are really good. I mean, I'm telling you, when you guys play like it, man, you're awesome. It's fun to watch you guys. I feel like Jason Garrett, Shep. I tell you what, DA, I tell you, your show is so insightful. It's really, really, really good. DA, I mean, I respect nobody more than you. I got to tell you, Mraz, he's really carved out a niche for himself in this industry. I give him a lot of credit. Pete, man, Bilotti, God, is he a wizard on the wheels? Oh, man, he has those drops. I got to tell you, Pete, you're one of the best.
I was disgustingly off.
Cap, I mean, how good is Cap? He's on that video board. Cap, he's just as a wizard with the video. Bogus's headlines, I tell you, Bogus, you're the best one in this company. I love your updates, man. I love them. Basically, Jason Garrett is Shep.
God. That'll be in the laugh montage.
Awesome. The Clapper.
What's even better about this is that he has tried this tact already this season. Earlier in the year, Jason Garrett showed the team highlights of themselves. This is incredible. Jason Garrett has lost the locker room so badly. They hate each other. They hate him. They're downtrodden. They've got no confidence. This is the second time this year. He's like, guys, you're not nearly as bad as you think. You're good, man. What a bozo. I mean, we're at the point where I'm wondering, is he trying to get fired? Right now, is he trying to get fired?
I feel so bad.
What do you think? Rams by a million on Sunday? What do we think? Rams by two touchdowns, right? I'm sure right now Sean McVay is just showing Aaron Donald highlights of himself. Dude, you're really good. You're like so good, man. It's like the Chris Farley show. Remember that time, Dak, where you threw the touchdowns and won the games? That was awesome. Zeke, I remember when you ran for like 100 yards and like touchdowns? That was awesome. That was awesome. Amari, remember when you caught all those passes and you were running and they couldn't catch you and they scored those touchdowns? That was awesome. Jason Garrett's doing the Chris Farley show. Remember when we played the Eagles earlier in the season and we like tackled everybody and we like scored the touchdowns and we won by like, I don't even know, we won by like 50 or like 90 points. You guys are awesome. You guys were so awesome.
Your Chris Farley and Shep are way better than your fake Ditka that becomes every coach of the NFL.
Okay, so that's the power rankings of my impersonation?
You have transformed, I think, as we head towards 2020, the impersonation game on the show.
Oh, really?
In one segment, you've brought in Farley and you've brought in Shep, so much so that I think they could be ulterior characters on the show. They're way better than you just turning Tony Sperano into Mike Ditka into John Gruden, and they all sound the same.
They do meld together when I do
Yeah,
that.
Those were distinctly, close your eyes, Farley. Close your eyes, Shep. They need to exist in 2020.
Okay, all right. Okay, put it on the board, yes. Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Everyone, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all, geico.com. Mark is next up. He's in Denver, listening on SiriusXM Channel 206. Good morning, Mark. Mark, you there, my man? All right. By the way, here's what your day looks like in terms of games that matter. Unfortunately, Cowboys-Rams matters because, of course, the Cowboys are vying for the NFC East championship with the Eagles, although it may just very well come down to Week 16, Cowboys and Eagles in Philadelphia. But the Rams still have an outside shot at making the postseason. Think about how gruesome it is to play in the NFC West this year, that the Rams could be 11-5 and be the third best team in their division, whereas in the NFC East, 7-9 might win the division. But Rams in Dallas against the Cowboys, that game matters. Vikings-Chargers matters because the Vikings obviously are fighting for one of those wild card slots against a team like the Rams or the team that does not win the NFC West. Seahawks-Panthers in Carolina, game matters because of the Seahawks are vying with the Niners, and that Week 17 bloodbath is going to be wild. Seahawks and Niners will probably decide who's the one seed in the NFC in Week 17. Eagles are in Washington. Matters, obviously, for the Eagles in the NFC East. Broncos in Chiefs. Chiefs at home in this game. Still an outside shot at a bye. Unlikely, but the Chiefs are a playoff team. Texans and Titans. The first stop between these two teams that'll play twice in the final 3 weeks for the AFC South. This one's in Tennessee. The Texans coming off that humiliation against the Broncos. Obviously looking to turn things around. What a Jekyll and Hyde squad. And can Ryan Tannehill continue this? Packers have a bye lined up if they take care of business. They're 10-3. They're home against the Bears. Flickering playoff hopes for the Bears. Highly unlikely, but the Packers need a win to continue with a bye in one of the top two seeds. Patriots and Cincinnati. Patriots obviously need to keep some pressure on the Ravens. If they lose this game, it's all said and done. Ravens already get the one seed for the Patriots. They still could lose the division, which would make them a wild card team, which is crazy to think about because they've never been a wild card team ever. The only 2 years they didn't win the division, 02 and 08, they didn't make the playoffs. So they've never actually been a wild card team. That Falcons and Niners game in San Francisco, Santa Clara, obviously as the Niners vie for a one seed, and then Bills Steelers Sunday night football. Steelers looking to be a wild card. So are the Bills. Buffalo needs a win to keep their hopes alive at winning the AFC East. Monday night football, Colts and Saints. The Saints obviously need to keep winning, especially a game like this at home, because they want to keep pressure on one of the top two seeds to potentially get a bye as well. They've wrapped up the division, but are looking for one of the top two seeds and a bye. That's your playoff implications in Week 15 of the NFL. When we come back, last night, the Ravens handed to the Jets, and then the Jets asked for Lamar Jackson to hand them autographs. Did they get embarrassed? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
It's the great Phil Simms, Super Bowl champion and NFL analyst, of course.
I'm happy to be part of the NFL. I love the game. I love watching all the games. Of course, I can't predict games worth a crap, but I can tell you something about them.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Sounds an awful lot like Mraz's last couple of weeks, as Super Dave has taken a two-game lead, which means Mraz with a week this week, W-E-A-K, W-E-E-K, means that he could find himself in really perilous hot water, potentially needing to take the SAT in studio as his punishment.
Did he get a hiss on an airplane?
There are so many different ways you can listen to the DA show, including if you ever missed anything or want to hear it again. YouTube is where you can go for all of the 12 DAs of Christmas. And podcast form, go to Apple Podcasts, radio.com, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere else that podcasts are downloaded. Last night, Lamar Jackson did it again to another opponent. 5 touchdowns last night through the air over the New York Jets to get the easy victory. Awesome that Lamar Jackson continues to have an MVP-worthy season. Awesome that he sets the record for most rushing yards in a single season by a quarterback. But most importantly, it's a win that they needed. Short week, at home, inferior opponent, put them on ice quick. They did that. Jumped out of the lead, didn't let the Jets climb back into it, didn't play a sloppy game, clumsy game, waxed them, and are one step closer to the one seed. Great teams sense the opportunity to put away inferior squads, did so last night. And now the Ravens only have to win one of their final two games, or the Patriots lose one of these games, and they will have home field advantage and then can rest Lamar Jackson in week 17 and the bye week. But last night, as great as Lamar is, and you're not going to find many people that are bigger fans of him than I am, for the Jets to line up after the game like they're going to see Santa at the mall, waiting for Lamar Jackson to sign all of those jerseys for them, is so embarrassing. It is just so embarrassing. Now, part of me understands this jersey swap thing, because I once went over Bart Scott's house. He has this awesome lower basement, game room, man cave, if you will, big screen TV, arcade game. I mean, it's exactly what you think Bart would have. It's unbelievably awesome. You would spend your entire life in this place. I will tell you, his basement is 3 times bigger than my apartment. And he has framed jerseys all on the wall. And I asked him about it. He said, these are all the guys that I played against that I really respected. So he's got, I believe he had a Barry Sanders jersey. He had a Deion Sanders jersey. Deion was at the tail end of his career, but he played against Bart, actually, I think with Bart in Baltimore for one season. He had a Dennis Byrd jersey. Dennis Byrd, he didn't play with or against, but was a member of the Jets. Dennis Byrd was paralyzed playing for the Jets. Dennis had given Bart Scott the T-shirt that he wore under his jersey that they had to cut off of Dennis Byrd. And he said this was such a poignant gift from a guy that he really respected that he had to frame it. So these things meant something to him. So I get it when you play against an opponent that you really respect and you want his jersey to frame, to honor. Hey, man, that's cool. That's a lot of respect that I can appreciate in that brotherhood. But, I mean, do we need the checkout line last night by the Jets? Mraz, how many Jets players got autographed jerseys from Lamar Jackson?
I'm pretty sure I counted at least 5 in just that short amount of time. So much so that you basically, like you said, running up at the concessions and whatever to bring more from the team store down for
they
Lamar to sign.
They had to bring extra jerseys for him to sign for everybody.
The Jets look like every doofus that shows up to card conventions in Richmond, Virginia to wait outside to get whatever autograph they can, and they got a million pictures they want signed. Also, they could try to flip them on eBay for $3.50. How embarrassing. How pathetic. How pathetic. This man just torched you.
Torched you.
Torched you. You had no chance. And after the game, there's not an ounce of dignity in you as an athlete to go, screw this guy. Screw this guy. He's ruined my night. I won't stand for the losing. Instead, everybody's got to line up like you're ready for the character's breakfast at Disney World with Andrew Bogus. And here comes Goofy. Here comes Mickey. Take pictures and ooh and ah. Lamar Jackson, you signed autographs. Like, what are you doing? One is fine. Let it fight out in the locker room. Hey, I'm getting Lamar's after the game. You don't line up like that. Like it's a 6-hour wait to get on Space Mountain. It's a joke. Have some. Pete Porter talks about pride all the time. Have some pride, right? It may be about how you bake a loaf of bread when Pete talks about pride, but maybe the Jets should have some pride last night. Go back to that locker room and understand you just got your tush kicked. Enough.
It was like they were waiting in line for a Furby or a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Right. Tickle me, Elmo. There's only three left on Black Friday. Get right in.
On. It was like half the defense lined up for autographs of Lamar Jackson.
Just flop with Mark Ingram then. He probably ran right to the locker room.
Why not work this out in the offseason? Why not have your agent reach out to Lamar's agent and just exchange in the offseason? Do it March, April, May, June, July. Standing in line like you're a bunch of scrubs at training camp looking at a guy that actually made the team is so embarrassing.
Robbie Anderson at one point started rubbing Lamar Jackson's head as if he was a guy who's waited 16 years to fly to Vatican City to meet the Pope.
I mean, could you imagine, like I said, did we see the Patriots line up after Lamar Jackson killed them on that game and want to get his autograph? Could you imagine they'd be cut the next day?
A line of them?
Could you
imagine? Line of them?
Could you imagine? I mean, Bilotti, the Jets last night humiliating themselves.
That's a first for the Jets. that really is. That was a bad one. I don't, like you said. there's no tact with anything. There was no tact with it at all. Like maybe the next day, give them a call.
Yeah,
call
do
the
it
Ravens,
this week.
Call the Ravens. Hey, I have my jersey. I want to do an exchange with.
Yeah,
them. That's it. I mean, they just find ways to just baffle your minds, and this is one of them. I mean, not. I mean, they haven't played that bad lately. They got blown out last night, but this was the icing on the cake for the season.
Like,
just give up on the season. That's it. No more.
Lamar Jackson just killed you. He just threw for 5 touchdowns. The game was a blowout of the first quarter, and you got half a dozen guys on the Jets waiting after the game to get his autograph. I mean, it was so embarrassing. Like, they were looking at a real NFL player, and they weren't a real NFL player. It was like when Jordan and the 92 Dream Team went overseas and, like, Croatia waited in line to get their autographs. It was like Angola was just honored that Jordan and that team would play against them. Okay, they won by 96, but I want to get Jordan's autograph.
It's like when FIU plays the Yankees to start spring training down in Florida. Like, oh, gosh, there's A-Rod. Let's get A-Rod's autograph. Come on. You had playoff expectations before the year.
It's incredible. Look, I know that Lamar Jackson means a lot in this league. He is breaking conventions, I think, for an African-American quarterback. When you hear, oh, you should play running back, you should play wide receiver, there's an inherent disrespect and a tradition of not trusting an African-American quarterback to be smarter and better and hardworking and all of that that gets baked into all those code words that Lamar Jackson heard, and now Lamar Jackson's blowing up the league, and I'm sure there's a lot of pride in that, and that's awesome. That is great. Like I said, I love seeing this happen. I love old crusty NFL or sports guys get it shoved back in their face because they couldn't see the future because they're stuck in the past. I love it. But there's one thing about taking pride in Lamar Jackson's success and another thing of he just kicked your ass. He just ran you ragged and now you're lining up to get his autograph? It's so crazy. It is so crazy. You know, it's like the Washington Generals getting the Harlem Globetrotters autographs. I know you just pulled down my pants and dropped the bucket of confetti on me, but Meadowlark Lemon, I love you. I watch you every Saturday morning. That was incredible. That was incredible. I know BT yesterday was just saying, hey, as a Jets fan, just don't embarrass us. We don't want a butt fumble. We don't want a meme. We don't want something that humiliating. And they play the game fine, nothing that embarrassing, and then they line up after the game like it's Black Friday at Walmart trying to get Lamar Jackson's autograph. You couldn't make it up. Lamar, I love you. I watch you all the time, man. You're my favorite football player. Oh, when we come back here on the show, Target Demo Friday, we'll get to where you're listening, how you're listening, and what you're doing. So send it to us right now on Facebook and on Twitter, and also your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Target Demo Friday to you, boys and girls. Thanks so much for joining us. What a fun week this has been. This is always my favorite time of year. Because of the holidays, because the sports world is on fire, I love late-season NFL. I love late-season college football. I love the bowl season as well. That's why I'm excited every day that we do this show. And then on top of it, we get to remember the craziest moments of the year with the 12 DAs of Christmas and the Year of the Buffoon montage. So it's just so much fun to do this show every single day. Hopefully you guys are enjoying it as well. And if you miss any of the 12 DAs of Christmas or the Year of the Buffoon montage or anything else, remember you can always listen to them in podcast form or on YouTube. You can watch them. And for your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Eric tweets, DA, completely agree with you about comparing Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson. Everyone's doing it, but Vick didn't have guys like Ingram or that stellar defense. Comparing their work ethic is night and day. Jackson is going to be a superstar for a long time to come. Yeah, I think it's easy because they're both so nimble. They're so athletic. Obviously, you just had Lamar Jackson break Michael Vick's record for most rushing yards in a season. So there's automatically that connection that they have. And when you see, say, the spin move against the Bengals, that felt like the highlight of Michael Vick against the Vikings, where he blows through two defenders and they collapse into one another. But at some point, we're going to have to move past that because Lamar Jackson's just a far more advanced quarterback already than Mike Vick ever was. He's running an offense that, granted, big-time evolution has happened in the NFL where Vick was going to be forced to play in much more of a traditional offensive set than what the Ravens are running with Lamar Jackson. Let's face it, even the Ravens now are modernizing their offense, let alone what happened, or modernizing NFL offenses in 2019, let alone what happened in 2004, 2005, or 2006 with Mike Vick 15 years ago. But he's just a more advanced quarterback, and he's got a better team than Vick ever did. And so what Lamar Jackson is about right now is winning. That's the big thing. Mike Vick was never the one seed. Mike Vick was the number one overall pick that went to a bad Falcons team. Now, he had a couple of playoff runs, but this is about Lamar Jackson being a league MVP and winning a Super Bowl. Way different. And it's time to give Lamar Jackson that type of credit. Quite Californian tweets in, hey, some fun facts about the Red Box Bowl. Levi Stadium is 60 miles from San Francisco. Cal Berkeley costs $60,000 a year. State schools run $25,000. So this is like saying Santa Barbara is part of L.A. and Outback Steakhouse is the same thing as Fleming's. Home of big tech has no identity, so they latch on to San Francisco. The Red Box Bowl just got embarrassed because they put out their official T-shirt and it had the wrong helmet for Illinois and called Cal State. On top of it, the T-shirt had Alcatraz and the full house. Yay! Come see this great bowl game and see Danny Tanner in his old house and where Comet used to poop. It's a Target Demo Friday. Let's read through them.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Peter's in Niagara Falls. He's on Facebook and listening on the radio.com app. As a Navy vet, I'll be watching Navy Army tomorrow. It'll be anchors away as Navy sails on to victory, drinking to the foam as we bury Army's bones to Davy Jones. Go, Navy, beat Army. Hashtag book it.
All right.
Jason on Facebook. Hey, DA, Jay from San Diego sending you a big aloha from our family vacation in Hawaii. Introduced my dad to the DA show in podcast form on iTunes this trip, and he's already hooked. Can we get him a beam up? Also, I have to complain about one thing. How did Mraz's attempts at saying amicably not make the montage yesterday? Amicably? How do you say the word?
Amicably? Amicably?
How do you say the word?
Wait, how do you say it? How do you say the word?
Brandon on Facebook. D.A. Mraz, can I get a beam up? Listening on the CBS Sports app from Washington at my new job and waiting for Army to beat Navy tomorrow. Hashtag, all right.
All right.
Army-Navy tomorrow, 3 o'clock Eastern time. I will be watching. As you know, I grew up not far from West Point, so I always love this rivalry. Can't wait to finally get to a game as well in the Army-Navy rivalry, but going to be fired up to watch this thing tomorrow. On Facebook, Edward is in Stowe, Ohio on the Radio.com app. Started a three-day weekend today. Deep frying some walleye later, knocking back some Heineken Zeros. Hashtag, you need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Quick take, Mraz and Heineken Zeros. I don't quite understand drinking beer if there's no alcohol in it.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a place for it for certain people that don't want to, that maybe are off alcohol, that want to be in the room with
that's
that.
True. That's true.
So for that, I understand. Other than that, why even bother with the taste if there's no alcohol included?
So I'm interested in this because you're right. If you're an alcoholic and you want a drink that has no alcohol in it, totally get it. But the way that they're advertising it is weird. They're marketing,
like you can have it at lunch.
Yes, they're marketing it to people like it's a soda. Like, yeah, just have it at work. Have it over lunch.
If I cracked that open right now during the show, you'd be looking at me like, what are you doing? Wait, like, it's just, it's a very weird social experiment.
You'd get kicked out of the office.
Yes.
They would never let you around the radio if you had anything that looked like a beer.
Right. I don't get it, but hey, more power to them.
No, absolutely. If you can't deal with alcohol and it's a safe option, I totally understand that. I'm just always interested by the marketing, like they're trying to make this cool for kids or something.
Like, order that with your sandwich from the local deli.
USAYT tweets, DA, the Chris Farley impression was awesome, man. Had me laughing out loud. Listening on 96.5 Harrisburg, then the internet, sports, beer, and food for Saturday, rinse and repeat on Sunday, I believe will be on the agenda. Go Vikes! Kevin on Twitter is listening on radio.com in Auburn, Maine, working from home because the sprinkler alarm keeps going off at the office.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Ridgely's on Apple Music in Manhattan, getting ready for the office Christmas party tonight. Thought I'd class it up and wear a tuxedo. Only thing, it's a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, okay.
That's denim on denim. Mikey's on the radio.com app, slanging packages in the big brown truck, heading to San Antonio right after work for my daughter's soccer state tournament. Hashtag RIP Frank UPS brother. All right.
All right.
AZ and Wisco tweets, I'm listening on radio.com today, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do this weekend, or ever for that matter. I will not be going to Milwaukee's Fulton County Stadium. Have a good weekend, guys. Hashtag year of the buffoon.
I'll drop dead. I will drop dead without those burritos. A real moose?
Falco tweets, I'm listening on 1270 in Detroit. Am I the only one who remembered that early in the season, Mraz was selling the Lions as a dark horse to the NFC? Hashtag, how could it happen?
I am the epic fail.
Mraz guaranteed that the Lions would win the NFC North.
You know, shoot me for trying to put my neck on the line and give you a wild prediction.
I'm just saying you would be crowing if it was right, and you would never let anybody forget.
You're right.
It.
But, oh, I'm sorry that I didn't just go, I think the Packers are going to win the division. I mean, come on. I went my chin on the line for one team.
And if you get it wrong, you're going to get hammered for it.
It's fine. Injuries killed them. They hung in there with the Chiefs earlier this year.
One
How
game.
Could it?
Christy is listing on radio.com in Irvine, California. After a long week of making that money, I'm looking forward to a relaxing weekend with the Hubs. And Christmas decorating. Hashtag, that's DA money.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
Upside Down Mike tweets, I watched the Year of the Buffoon montage last night. I'm generally concerned for this soon-to-be-born daughter and the false information that'll be passed down to this girl's impressionable mind. Hashtag, it clears it. Hashtag, where did the salt go? Hashtag, bears have tails.
Jimmy Johnson said, as long as you're making tacos, I love you.
Trevor in Bomb City tweets, I'm listing in Amarillo, Texas at watchda.com. About to celebrate this weekend after passing my engineering exam and hopefully being done with this project in our agenda for most of the year. Can I get a beam up? C Squared is listing at work on the radio.com app in Tennessee. Can I get a BMO? Adriana tweets, I'm surprised Mama Mraz is upset about your coverage of the Schwartz injury. I love calling it coverage. Our coverage of the Schwartz injury, like we're a news outlet. You would think
it doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
You would think the year of the buffoon montage would be far more concerning to Mraz's mom. I suppose she has accepted her son's predicament since the accident happened. Mike tweets, DA, that Redbox t-shirt is like those puzzles where you compete to see who can find the most incorrect pieces on the picture. What doesn't belong? Hashtag, but where did the salt go?
What you think about that, DA?
Manny tweets, hola, DA, listening to you at the radio.com app here in Connecticut, looking at Jackson highlights, and to think he could have been playing for the Dolphins. Thanks, quarterback guru. Thanks, Tannenbaum. Hashtag, can I get a beam? And the Silver Fox tweets, red alert, my wife insists I not listen to the DA show anymore because not only does my six-year-old run around saying, CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah! Now he is asking for invites to the intergalactic swag party. I'm so proud, she isn't. Let's get to the epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. And your epic fail is us debating very argumentatively over Vic Fangio's proposed NFL restructured postseason.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
That's the most fair thing ever. So that if you're 10-6, no matter if you're the wild card or not, you go over 9-7. That's just the way that it should be because that's good math.
They should get all, how about an even split? Then they should just get the home game. We shouldn't award the home game. But the division winners should still be awarded a playoff spot.
Ah! You're so stupid!
No! I'm
you're
not stupid!
So stupid!
I'm not stupid!
We can do 7 minutes of this and you still don't get it!
I get it!
No,
I get
what
it!
What you don't get is that you're still not getting that if you're 8-8, you shouldn't have a playoff game over a 9-17 that's left out!
You're playing completely different schedules, and I understand this other way would be a way. But it's
Why
not.
Why don't you understand?
I do understand.
10-6 is better than 9-7. You idiot,
Michael.
Don't say Michael again. I'm hanging up on you. Don't say it again.
No, but playing the same 15 teams is not the same if the home away differential is different. There's a reason we have home field
shut
advantage.
Up. Just shut up, Pete. What do you think?
I'll be smiling at the beach.
And it all. Is equal. It's equal across the board.
Why can't Mraz understand this?
I think I think Sean is breaking it down too much. I think he's overthinking.
Never going to have a scenario where a 10-win team, and if you're
this year it would happen. This year it would happen. If you took another wild card team, it would still keep out a team that's better record than the Eagles or the Cowboys.
But at that point, if you win 9 games or you win 8 games, I'm sorry, a 9-17.
Well, now you keep moving the goalpost. Now it's well. Okay, so that's not that much better. It would still be better.
It doesn't cost a lot to be nice, does it?
The idea is to not eliminate, like you're saying, an 11-win team, a 10-win team. When we get to 9-7, I don't want to hear the difference between 9-7 and 7-9. That could be a couple bad ref calls at that point.
It's 2 wins.
I'm stuck in my own ways, and I'm not budging.
Great. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, nothing gets me more frustrated than trying to debate with Mraz something that involves math or logic. It just gets me so twisted. Hey, just so you know, we missed this and we apologize for this. Talking about the UPS tweet from just a couple of minutes ago, totally our mistake. There was obviously that story earlier in the week with a police chase in Florida, ending with one of the UPS trucks getting hijacked and a police shootout. So we did not know about that. We were unaware of that. Apologies, obviously, for making light of that tweet or not understanding that tweet. So obviously, we definitely should be better, will be better. Totally our apologies on that. Sunday morning football comes your way with Joey Harrington on Sunday morning, as I'll talk about the college football playoff and his thoughts as a Heisman finalist on what Joe Burrow has done as Joe Burrow is about to win the Heisman this weekend. Thanks to Sean Mraz, the executive producer of the DA show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com, the Wizard of WatchDA. And thanks to Brad Heller on your headlines. Big Sunday morning football coming up after Army-Navy as well, and a big week in the NFL to preview, so I'll see you then. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.